Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
Hey guys, it's King Richard from another prank call show. Yay! Olga's with me.
Hey Richard!
That's Olga. And Ira Got Jumpin's not here this week, as every other week. So I got a cool intro for you again from Chris B, probably our most dedicated member at this point. Alexa, play The Birds and the Bees by Dean Martin.
Birds and the Bees by Dean Martin.
Alexa, on full volume.
You can only set the volume to whole numbers between 0 and 10.
Alexa, volume 10.
You can only set the volume to whole numbers between 0 and 10.
Alexa, play The Birds and the Bees by Dean Martin.
Here's Birds and the Bees by Dean Martin on Amazon Music.
Alexa, volume 6. Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the swimming and the trees and the moon up above and the thing called love.
Let me tell you
about the birds. Oh, I don't know words. Okay, that's the end. Alexa, stop. That was the end of the song. Yep, pretty good submission by Chris B. Hope everyone enjoys this week's calls. Thank you for listening to the show. How do I stop a recording? Pause. Alright, I don't know how to stop, so probably just need to cut it. What the fuck? How do I stop? I genuinely don't know. Tap the record. Is it even recording? Well, this is a pickle. Tap the record button to start. It says it's record.
Hello?
Hi, Vera?
Yes, he's calling.
It's your neighbor, Cody.
Where do you live?
Just a few houses down from you, over here on Bodega.
Okay. I don't remember where you live. I know you. What's closer to leaving our neighborhood near the corner?
Yeah.
What side of the street? My same side?
Yeah, the same side. And I was just wondering if you could do me a bit of a favor.
What?
I noticed that lately you've been taking some of the socks off my clothesline, and it's no big deal, but I was just kind of hoping
I don't even know where your clothesline is.
Well, I got you on the security camera. Like, it's no need to deny it. Like, I'm not mad or anything, but can you just quit taking my socks off the clothesline?
I don't know what you're talking about. You must have the wrong person. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, Vera, it's definitely you. Like,
you sure you have pictures of me? I want to see it.
Oh, yeah, I definitely...
pictures of me taking his socks off the line, Homer.
Well, it was you. It wasn't Homer. Like, he's innocent, but... And the weird thing is, you only take...
It's not me either. I want to see the picture. It's not me.
Well, I can definitely show you, but like I said, it's no
big... I want to see it. Yeah, I want to see it, because it's not me.
Well, Vera, it's no big deal, but like... And it's weird, because you just take one of a pair. Like, you don't even take both of them.
I don't want any socks. I don't need socks.
Well, I mean, are you making...
Why would I take socks? It's not me. Let me see the picture. It must be somebody else, and you think it's me.
Are you making sock puppets out of them, or what are you doing? Like, why would you...
No, I don't need socks. I don't want to... Let me see pictures of me taking socks. I think it's hysterical.
Well,
Where do you live? I mean, what's your address?
I mean, it's not all that funny. I need my socks, you know? Like, I just...
I'm not taking your socks. What's your address?
Do you think you could just bring them back? Like, no questions asked?
I don't... He's helped me to bring back his socks, Homer. I did not ever take your socks. I want to see a picture of me taking your socks.
This is between me.
Where's your address?
This is between me and you. You just leave Homer out of it. He's innocent.
Homer's right here. You don't have to leave anybody out of it. I didn't do it. Let me see where you are and see who the person's taking your socks and you're blaming me.
Homer's not the one on trial right now. You are.
I'm not on trial. I have a daughter who's a lawyer. You better be careful what you're saying to me. I want to know where this house is that you said I took socks.
I'm just over here in the blue house. Look, I mean, you might as well just take the other
ones. Where's the blue house?
If you're not going to give them back, just come take the other ones, like the matching set.
I don't know what you're talking about. He keeps on taking his socks, Homer. Tell me what your address is.
You know where it is. Like, you've been over here a few times.
I don't know. I don't know where it is because I never took any socks. I don't even know where you live.
You sneak over like all sneaky, you know, like you take those long, slow steps with your arms raised, like your shoulders are up and everything, like a cartoon character. Like, you know.
No, it's not me. It's somebody else. Tell me where you live. I want to see. I'll go over there and I want to show me the pictures. I want to see this.
I mean, look, we don't need to escalate things. Just, you know, either bring them back or if you're not going to give them back, like.
He's going to bring back the socks, Homer. I'm going to call my daughter the lawyer because this is ridiculous. I never took any socks from anybody.
You don't need to get a lawyer involved.
But you're threatening me. You're telling me that I took socks when I didn't.
I didn't make a threat. Where was there a threat? I just asked you to bring my socks back.
What's your address? I want you to show me the pictures of the socks. I don't even know where you live.
Look, we're getting way off track here. Just either bring them back or just come back and take the other, you know, the other pairs that match.
I didn't take any socks, and I don't like you saying that I took socks.
Okay, well, you're a damn sock thief, so, I mean, you know,
I'm a damn sock thief, he said, Homer. Tell me where you live.
You know where I live. I'm in the blue house.
No, I don't even know who you are. What's the blue house? I don't live over there. Is it blue house?
I live in the house I live in the house that has the clothesline that you stole the socks from.
Do you live on Bodega?
Of course.
Where? I don't even know where you live.
To the left.
Wait, what do you mean by to the left? The same side of the street I live on?
Yeah, up on the middle to the right. You know, over by the left, underneath the center.
Can I come to your house? Will you show me? I want you to show me the picture of myself.
Are you going to bring my socks back?
I don't have any socks. I don't know what you're talking about.
You took one of my red ones, and I think
I took a red sock, he said.
Can I talk to Homer?
Give me your phone number. I'm going to call my daughter, and I'll call you back.
Why?
Something's wrong here with you. Give me your phone number.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with me. I just want my socks back. That's all.
He keeps telling me he wants his socks back, Homer.
You leave
Homer
out of
this. Your first name
is Cody? Cody Noname is my name.
Cody Noname? What a weird name.
Oh, that's
Cody.
Weird. That's racist.
Cody Noname? What is that? How do you spell that?
T-H-A-T.
P-A-H-T. Like path, but backwards, P-A-H-T?
No. T-H-A-T.
What is it?
T-H-A-T.
Oh, T-A-H-T. All right, you're in the directory, right? Well, do you want me to come over? I want to come over. I want you to show me the picture. Meet me outside. I want you to show me the picture of me.
All right, I'll be out there in 2 minutes. Bring the socks.
Okay, what's your address again? What's your address?
You'll see me. I'm going to be holding the socks.
Okay.
I'll be outside in 2 minutes.
Goodbye. I want you a picture of me. Bye.
Bring the socks.
Hello?
Hi, Carol?
Yes?
Hey, it's your neighbor, Cody.
Yes.
Hey, I was just wondering if you wouldn't mind doing me a bit of a favor.
Okay.
I noticed recently that you've been taking the socks off my clothesline, and it's no big deal, but...
Who are you? There's no clothesline anywhere.
Oh, yeah, I'm just a few houses down from you over here on Bodega, and like I said, it's no big deal.
I don't live in Bodega anymore.
Oh, it's definitely you. Like, I saw you on the security cam.
Yeah, well, I don't live in Bodega anymore.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't have... No, seriously. I don't have access to the complex. I haven't lived there since September.
Well, I mean...
Somebody else bought my house.
Well, you're sneaking in somehow, and I'm not going to rat you out.
I am not!
It's no big deal,
no,
but...
By all means, rat me out, because it's not me.
Well,
I'm sorry, you're mistaking me for someone else.
I'm not upset or anything, but do you think you could just bring them back?
I'm telling, who are you? This is crazy. I don't have access to the complex.
Well,
by
I don't
all
know.
Means,
Maybe
turn
you're...
me into the police.
Oh,
turn
no.
me into the police.
Oh, it's
Go
not a
right
police
ahead,
matter.
Because I don't live there.
Well,
I don't have access to it. I haven't been in the complex since August.
Well, you must have tunneled in or something because, you know, I got you on the...
You are out of your mind. You are out of your mind.
Well, look, it's okay.
This
I'm not upset.
Craziness.
Can you just bring
well,
him back?
I am. And I it, am because I don't live there.
And it's annoying because you only took like one of a set, you know?
You know?
Like, just take
them
both
you know
if
what?
You're going to take them.
You are
them.
Like out of your friggin' mind.
Well, I
you
mean,
are out of your mind. I'm going to call the president of the HOA board at that place. and straighten you out.
Well, I mean,
because Cody, I mean, where do you live? What's your address? I'm going to actually turn you in.
Turn me in for what? You're the one that took my socks. Like, I'm just
you're
asking.
You're out of your mind.
I'm just asking.
You're harassing me. I don't live there. How many times do I have to tell you that? I do not live there. I have not been there since August or September. My house was sold. I don't have access. You are out of your mind.
Look,
do not call me again.
I
do
only
not
called
call
you
me
once.
Again.
This is the only call I made. And I just want my socks. That's all. I don't know.
Hello?
Hi, Maureen.
Mask is calling.
This is your neighbor, Cody.
My neighbor, Cody?
Yeah, I'm just a few houses down from you. Over here on
How can I help you, Cody?
Yeah, I was just wondering if you could do me a bit of a favor.
Okay.
I noticed on my security cam that you've been sneaking over and taking socks off my clothesline. And I'm not angry or anything, but do you think you could knock that off?
Excuse me? Excuse me?
Because, you know, like I'm running
taking
out of
socks?
Yeah, you know, like I don't know why. Like you've been sneaking over and you only take like one of a pair too, so it's kind of annoying because then I'm just left with one, you know, useless sock.
You are insane.
Oh, no. Like I said, it's no big deal. Like, I don't know if you're making sock puppets or if you need
it. I'm not taking your socks off of your clothesline, and if you have any security...
Cody, why don't you come out and we'll talk? Let's talk about this. Let's talk.
Who's that in the background?
It's my husband.
Can you tell him to keep quiet because this is between me and you? And like I said, it's no big deal, but just, you know...
I am not taking your... You are insane.
There's no reason to...
Hello?
Oh, is this Maureen's husband?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Cody. I'm your neighbor, just a couple of houses down from you.
But to the left or the right?
To the right.
Why don't you come out and we'll talk about this?
Well, can you bring the socks?
Why don't you call the police?
Well, I mean, there's no reason to escalate this. Like, we don't need to get cops involved or anything. Like, I don't care. It's just, I just need them back. Or if she's not going to give them back, like, I'll just give you the others because I don't have use for, like, a single
you
sock.
You are insane. You're insane.
This can't be for real.
No, I don't understand.
Can you tell Maureen to shut the fuck up because men are talking?
Oh, my God.
It's a joke. It's a joke. It's a joke. Okay.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Jan.
This is she.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Cody.
Oh, which house are you in?
I'm just a few houses down from you, in the brown house. And I was wondering if you could
Whose
do me...
Whose house did you buy?
I don't... What do you mean?
Oh, you've been here for a while?
Yeah, okay. yeah. I was just calling because I just had a kind of a bit of a favor to ask.
Sure.
I was just wondering if you could stop taking socks off my clothesline. Like, I don't know if you
what
need them
What are you talking about?
Well, I got you on the security camera. You were sneaking over and taking socks off my clothesline. And I don't know if you need them for, like, arts and crafts.
No, you don't have me on any security camera. I don't even know where you live.
Oh, it's definitely you. Like, I'm not upset or anything. No, it's no big
deal. No, I'm upset because you're accusing me of something I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, you've been...
And how did you know it's me?
Because I have you on the security
camera.
And
I'd like to see I'd like to see the security camera immediately.
Well, I can show you
well,
that.
Can I come
but
up? What address are you? Yeah, I'd like to know because it's not me.
Well, can you bring
when did this supposedly happen?
Well, the last time was a few days ago, but it's been multiple times. Do you think you could bring the socks
it's not
back?
Me.
Because I just
it's
have...
It's not me.
Oh, it's definitely...
What number is your house? What house number are you at?
I'm at the house where you steal the socks from.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, yeah, it's
okay, what
I understand...
Your name is Cody?
Yeah.
Is your name Cody, you said?
Cody Noname.
I'm going to call Mike Shell because this is ridiculous, because you're accusing me of something I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, there's no need to get bent out of shape about it. Just bring the socks
no,
back.
No, I'm bent out of shape. You're telling me I'm on your security camera and it's not me.
Well, it's definitely
so,
you,
yeah,
but like I said,
I'm upset. It's not me. I'm telling you, it's not me. I don't even know where you live. And going in someone's backyard, I've never gone in anybody's backyard in this entire neighborhood ever.
Look, I mean, if you're not going to give them back, I'll just give you the others because, you know, you took like one of a
I
pair.
I don't even know what you're talking. You said your name is Cody. Okay, I'm calling Mike Dennis. I'm calling the board right now because
well, they're
it's
not
ridiculous.
Gonna,
I'm not going to be.
Well, they
no,
don't
I'm
have
not
my socks.
Accused of this. I'm not. No, I'm going. You're. This is slander, and I don't like it. I want to see.
I mean, I haven't told anyone. It's just between me and you. Like, I'm not going to blab about it or anything.
No. What number house are you at?
I mean, if you call somebody else, like, you're going to get other people involved.
What number of house are you at?
And the next thing you know, like, you're going to be known as Jan the sock thief.
What number house are you in?
Have you been doing this to other people, or is it just me?
What number house are you in?
Do you have, like, some kind of vendetta against me, or I don't know what the story is?
I'm calling the board, and I'm calling the police. I'm going to find out who you really are.
Oh,
thank you.
Don't get the police involved.
I'm calling the police, and you've accused me of a crime.
No, it's not a crime. It's not a crime.
No, it's no big deal.
They're just socks.
I'm calling Mike, and I'm calling the police.
Okay, but I don't even live there. Like, I'm just joking around. Well, crap. Now I have the police after me. Attention, law enforcement. My name is Chris B., and I live in the UK. I should probably lie low for a little while. Bye.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above and a thing called love. Let me tell you about the stars in the sky and a girl
I am a grown man.